conference about our new service, which is the SNAP service. I want to thank you for joining us. As the announcement indicated, we have launched a new service for special needs adults, and it is called DocuBank SNAP. One of the reasons that we got interested in launching a service that's specifically for special needs adults was because we recently launched a service for minors, the Minors Matter program. And in so doing, we realized that that service actually met a need for special needs children. And then we were getting calls from firms asking, you know, what service they should be using for special needs adults. We've developed the service to meet the need. I'm sure all of you understand that there's been a definite surge in special needs planning, as is evidenced in the number of groups that have formed for attorneys who do special needs trusts. And that's basically been the impetus for this service, a niche market service for that meets the needs of those specific clients. One of the key reasons or one of the key things that we're trying to address with SNAP are the specific needs of special needs adults who are both are mentally or emotionally impaired, as well as those that have a physical impairment. And one of the things that we've understood with our core service, the DocuBank Healthcare Directive Registry, is that our card, the emergency access card, can actually be quite helpful with older folks who have become confused or have gotten lost. We actually got a phone call from the police one day because they had found a man who was wandering around town on his scooter, an elderly man, and he couldn't remember where he lived or maybe even who he was. And they gave us a call, and we were able to give them his home address as well as a phone number for his emergency contact. So that's one of the key needs that the SNAP service will meet. This service is designed so that one of the wallet cards will be carried by by the special needs adult, and that's a difference between it and the Minors Matter card. The Minors Matter card, their cards are designed to be distributed to the caregivers, but obviously in this instance, the special needs adult could carry that card, which would help to identify them and also help them be have a contact if they're lost or confused. The other key reasons for the service are to provide caregivers with access to the information that they need. Just like our standard core service, we're trying to make sure that any caregiver for a special needs adult, whether it be their guardian or a daycare facility or even a specialist or physical therapist, anyone who might need access to this information while a special needs adult is with them would carry this card and have access to that. And then it's also to assist family members so that they have the ability to pass on this information to caregivers without having to carry around all the paperwork and all the documentation that they might need for the special needs adult. So those are some of the main reasons for the service, and as I'm sure you understand and know, everyone appreciates materials and services that speak directly to them, which is why we are in the process of creating brochures that will speak specifically to this service, as well as a specific design of the document card that is actually for this service, which will list the name and phone number of the primary doctor for the special needs adult right there on the face of the card, because we found that that was one of the pieces of information that was most interesting for this client base, because clearly there's more of a need for a medical caregiver and that information being readily available. So for all of you who are familiar with the DocuBank service, which I would assume is everyone here, the core service is access to healthcare directives, and that is true of SNAP as well. We will also be including service alerts, which would be an email and a text message that would go to the emergency contacts whenever the card is used, and we will also be including, as part of the enrollment packet, an information sheet. For those of you familiar with the Minors Matter service, this would mirror that with a little bit of an exception. with some, you know, variable information on here for specialists and physical therapists, that sort of thing, which would be included as part of the enrollment packet. It would supplement the information that you'd provide in terms of the legal documents you've created. And we also include the list of medications as part of this service as well. So in terms of documents that we, you know, through talking with some of the firms that we work with who do special needs planning, the documents that we feel make sense for this service are a living will and healthcare power of attorney. It's obviously if the member has the capacity to create those. A guardianship form if they don't. A letter of intent, which I spoke to a number of firms who have created specialized letter of intent that has a whole lot more information than some of the more basic forms. And we'll store whatever makes sense in terms of healthcare information and specialists and things like that. The only thing that we do ask is that you remove any personal identification information like a social security number or if they're a veteran, any veteran ID, anything that might be used as a personal identity theft issue. Just like our core service, we ask that you not give us any information that might be a problem if it's easy and readily accessible, which is the purpose of the service. Obviously the purpose of the service is quick and easy access, and you know, having any of that information. I believe one of the firms I spoke to said that they have a letter of intent that they provide for the family and then a sanitized version that they provide for the family to pass along to other people. And that's what we envision would be stored with this service. So, and then also the information sheet lists a lot of the information that might also be mirrored on the letter of intent. So if you have other documents that you think make sense for your clientele and the way that you do special needs planning, I'm certainly happy to talk to you about what those are at the end of this call, or you can shoot me an email. We will certainly be open to other documents that make sense in the same way that the service is immediate access at the hospital or to whoever requests the documents. Just like our other ancillary services, we will send out two cards, which I mentioned before. The first card would be carried by the member, and the second card could be passed along to a caregiver. We do also include paper cards for whoever is responsible for initiating the membership, which would be either a parent or a grandparent. And that way they'll have the information they need to be able to access the information as well. As I said before, this service is a lot like our core service. And we have designed it to try to speak to the needs of the audience. And as I said, it's designed because we understand that people like to have things that talk directly to them. So our brochure will look a lot like our Minors Matter brochure. If you're familiar with that program, it's a bigger brochure because it does have the enrollment the information form as well as the enrollment form included in it. We will be later on this year, hopefully launching an all-inclusive brochure that would have the four services across the top, and you can choose which service you're enrolling that person in and have all the information that is actually valid for all of the services all in one spot. But for right now, we do have enrollment forms for each individual service and rates for each individual service, which will continue on. The service, as it is designed, there's a one-year term and a four-year term. The one-year term, the retail rate is $50, and for the four-year term, the retail rate is $145. And there are significant discounts based on your affiliation, based on your relationship with DocuBank. In most instances, the SNAP rate will be $2 more for the one-year membership than what you're paying currently for the DocuBank standard service, and the five-year rate will be the same as the four-year rate that you're paying currently. That is basically it. As I said, we will have a brochure for SNAP hopefully later this month. We will be talking about it at the conferences that we're attending this year. We will be launching an enrollment form that is all-inclusive. And I just want to touch on the services that we've launched in the past couple of years. We have an ICE service, which is in case of emergency for college students, that does have its own brochure. We have a Minors Matter service that I've talked about a little bit in this, in regards to SNAP, which does have its own brochure. And we do also offer brochures that are specific to LGBT clients, lesbian and gay, bisexual, transgender clients. Again, if you if you're dealing with clientele that have the specific criteria, then we have brochures that speak directly to them about what's important for them specifically. And then obviously we'll have the SNAP brochure coming out later this month. So that's really it. I want to try to keep it as brief as I can, and I will go ahead and ask Allie to unmute everyone so that we can have a question and answer if there's any questions that we can get to. Does anybody have any questions for me? Well, I do have a question if anyone would, be willing to speak up about this. We're wondering about physical special needs and whether or not most special needs trusts are for mental and emotional adults, or if there is a big need for special needs trust for those who have, paralysis but are mentally competent. Does anyone have any feedback on that?
I would say that the majority of them have a physical, there's a mental component to it.
Mental, okay. That's how we've worded most of our materials, and I just want to make sure that that's, the general, the feedback that we're getting, and I want to make sure that we're on the right track.
Some of these could be maybe even you can market to the companies that administer these special needs trusts. There are a lot of them, particularly on these injured babies where they're settled pursuant to a lawsuit.
Right.
Those people, they have professional fiduciaries administering those.
Okay.
They're younger kids usually there.
Right, yeah, and I will, the Minors Matter service actually works for those in those instances, but it's still obviously a very good service for kids with special needs.
I may have missed this, but did you talk about the enrollment process? Is it the same enrollment process for this as it is for the normal DocuBank enrollment for our clients?
It is indeed. We will be putting out the brochure, which, like the Minors Matter, will include the information form, but we'll also make that information form available by PDF if you'd prefer to, type it in for your client or pass it on to your client to fill out. And then the enrollment form itself, we're hoping to include all of the services on one enrollment form where you just check off which one you're enrolling them on. But currently we do have a separate enrollment form specifically for this service.
And when will this be available to the various organizations that you deal with, in my case the Academy and Council Pro? Will it be incorporated within Council Pro or not, or do you know?
Well, the easy answer is you can certainly enroll clients in the SNAP service using your Council Pro software currently, and we just ask that you'd write SNAP on the top before you submit it. But we're hoping to get that all-inclusive brochure through, software programs that we work with this year.
Okay.
So it'll just depend on, how quickly we can get that done. Because we're hoping that SNAP is actually the last of the sort of branch products, at least for a while. So we're hoping to consolidate it all together and make it as easy as we can.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any other questions? Okay, well, I will thank you for joining us. If you do think of anything, if you have any questions for me or any suggestions for us, or any suggestions, please do feel free to give me a call or email me. My direct email is tbrown@docubank.com. And again, I thank you for joining us, and I look forward to talking to you a little bit more about SNAP as you integrate it into your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.